The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome to Open House. I'm Marissa Kleist with Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank. And go ahead, Marissa.
Today we have a specialist in the house from Shadow Habitat, which is becoming a new name.
That's right. We're really excited to have Max Prinsen here from Shadow Lake Nature Preserve. He's going to be talking about a really cool venue and place to explore and learn in King County that not many people know about, maybe. So welcome, Max.
Well, thank you, Marissa and Eric, for having us here on the show today. We're excited to be able to talk to you about the work that we do at Shadow Lake Nature Preserve and the opportunities that we provide to the residents of King County.
Absolutely. We're happy to have you here and really excited about learning about it. And before we come up to that, every week we always give you a real quick update on interest rates and what's going on. Of course, this show also is a live call-in show. And if you have questions for Marissa or I or our guest, anything about mortgages or about real estate or about, we're going to be talking a lot about conservation, about Shadow Lake, give us a ring. You can reach us toll-free. What's the number, Marissa?
Uh-oh.
I put you on the spot. That's okay. It's 866-712-1300. You can reach us toll-free. You can also tweet us at Team Reba or at Eric is my banker. So give us a shout if you have questions or anything for either of us or our guest. So interest rates bouncing around here a little bit right now. The talk in the financial markets is still Brexit, which is, Great Britain, big question whether they're going to be leaving the European Union. They're having a vote here in a couple of days. And right now, the consensus is swinging towards they probably will elect to stay in, but you just never know what's going to happen with that. If they do elect to leave the European Union, it's going to cause definite turmoil in the financial markets. It's already, starting to have a little bit of influence. Mortgage rates themselves are starting to move up just a little bit so far this week, although they're still quite good. So 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, conventional conforming loan. We're hovering with annual percentage rates right around 3.75%. 15-year fixed rates are hovering around 3.125%. FHA loans, 3.375%. And jumbo 30-year fixed rates are still hovering around 3.625%. Still record low interest rates. And I should give a disclaimer. I need to be doing this every time when we talk. when I quote rates, I'm quoting averages or of what's going on in the industry right now. These are not specific rates. It's not a commercial for Home Street Bank, for instance. annual percentage rates are a little bit different from what's called a note rate. And anytime a person's shopping for rates, it's always good to listen to what the annual percentage rate is, although nobody knows what that really means. what it is, it's a combination of the note rate, which is really the interest rate that you're paying on a loan, and any fees it takes to get that interest rate. So you could take a loan where there's no fee and maybe you're at 3.75%, or you could pay a fee and get a lower interest rate. Maybe you pay a 1% loan fee and you get a rate of 3.5%, well, then your APR, your annual percentage rate, is going to be probably about the same. It could even be a little bit higher because if you factor the one-time fee in with the interest rate, so that's where that comes in. But when we quote rates as an industry, we have to quote you the annual percentage rate. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm kind of throwing those rates out there. So is that clear as mud?
Clear as mud, yep, exactly.
Oh, good. Well, happy about that. Do we have a minute to talk about a program also, a new cool program coming out?
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
There is a program which is kind of interesting. It's called LIFT, and this is a new program that's rolling out for first-time home buyers and that are low or moderate income borrowers in King County. And the LIFT program, it's interesting, was the result of a Department of Justice settlement with Wells Fargo. Wells got into a bit of trouble a few years ago, and as part of the settlement, they agreed to set aside money to help first-time home buyers in communities around the country. So ours is one of the communities that will benefit from this program. Basically, what the program does is it gives a grant to a first-time home buyer of up to $7,500. That grant then is forgiven in three chunks over 3 years. So if you buy the home, you get your $7,500. That will sit there at 0% interest rate. And then as long as you stay in that home for at least 3 years, the entire amount of the grant is forgiven.
Oh, wow. That's great.
It's a really cool program. And if what we look at is household income. There is an income limit for it. So, for instance, a family of, you know, say one or two or three people in a household, your income can be as high as $90,300 to qualify for this home. Actually, say up to a family of four. If you're a larger family than that, then the income limits go up a little bit higher than that. If anyone is interested in this, there will be an event that will be sponsored by HomeSite, which is one of our local nonprofits, a fantastic group that helps encourage home ownership, especially for lower moderate income buyers. And HomeSite is going to be hosting an event on July 8th and 9th. This is going to be sort of limited attendance, so you've got to get in there early, and you can register for this HomeSite event. The easiest way to do it would be to give me a call or email me at eric@ericismybanker.com, E-R-I-C. You can tweet me at ericismybanker or give a phone call at 206-915-ERIC-3742. And we can get you on the registration list. They will take a few drop-ins, but it's just going to be first come, first served. And I have a feeling this thing's going to fill up fairly fast.
And where was it at? Where's the location?
Well, it's going to be at the HomeSite a training center, and that's going to be in Seattle. And I don't have the address right in front of me here, but give us a tweet or a call, and we'll fill you in on that, because this is going to be a very cool program, a little bit limited funds. So if you get in there fast, I think this is one that would definitely be worthwhile taking advantage of. And we can even combine this with other grants. So we can truly make a zero down, experience for somebody, for a first time home buyer. And, as kind of the work that goes along with this, you have to take a class. You have to actually take 8 hours of instruction.
Are you going to be teaching that class?
I'm going to be teaching a portion. I actually teach the both Reba and I teach the first time buyer class. That can count towards our class is 5 hours.
Right.
That could count towards a portion of that. Yes, and so this will be kind of neat. But hey, you know what? 8 hours of class for $7,500.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
What's that at? Even out to per hour? I mean, it's probably worth it for most people.
Probably more than we make an
hour.
Yeah,
right? I'm sure.
Yeah. No kidding. So so we're really it's going to be an interesting program. It's called LIFT. So again, if you have questions on that, just give a shout at eric@ericismybanker.com or tweet me at ericismybanker or give us a call, 206-915-3742, 915-ERIC. So you didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know. I was surprised when you said it. Did you have to pay extra?
I've had that phone number for probably 1992 or something like that. I have that phone number a long, long, long time. So it helped to have a friend working for, I don't even know what it was at the time, Cellular One, I think, back in the day. So, it kind of makes it a little, at least easy to remember. So we got that going on. How about the market? What's the real estate market looking like, Marissa?
Well, it's still a seller's market. We've been talking about how supply is low. Nothing new for June. Still low. It's 1.76 months of supply.
Well, that's up from a few weeks ago, though, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, we're still moving towards, a balanced market would be, anywhere from 4 to 6 months. So right. Still pretty low. Buyers are having to be more aggressive in their approach for writing offers. So they're just encouraging people to kind of think out of the box. If you're like a first-time home buyer and maybe can't afford something in that core in Bellevue or Seattle, that maybe you look a little bit further out in areas that you wouldn't normally consider, but just as an investment, because the market still is going up.
Right, sort of the old drive till you qualify analogy.
Exactly.
So what are some strategies that someone can use? I've heard of I know that Reba has some tools that she uses to try and help someone get a winning offer. Are you sort of still looking at how long has the home been on the market and kind of watching for opportunities there?
Yeah, there's definitely different pockets where you'd want to, you know, kind of customize your approach. But for the most part, we're seeing a lot of people, if there is going to be maybe a multiple offer situation, that they do a pre-inspection, which allows you to waive the inspection per the offer. So that's always a good option to make you look a little bit more...
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that out of the way. We're seeing, I know some inspectors are looking at two or three homes for the same buyer, you know, since they're trying to get some offers in and hope that one of them, you know, catches and takes. So that's always interesting. You know, we're also seeing a lot of customers now looking towards renovation financing. So they're looking at those homes that you know, maybe they look pretty good on the website.
They've got good bones, maybe.
Yeah, they got good bones, but they got the orange carpet and the green countertops.
Or and the
they
pink had, tub and mm-hmm, all that good stuff.
Maybe 50, 60 cats, you know, living in it, you know, that sort of a thing. But you can use renovation financing to buy a home and really turn it into what you want it to be. And that's something that's often overlooked. And a lot of home buyers just can't visualize a home, you know, as a, okay, this is the perfect street neighborhood. I'm right close to the parks or schools or whatever it is that are important to me, shopping, but oh my gosh, this thing it needs some help. And that's really where a renovation loan could come in and make a big difference.
Yeah, a lot of buyers don't necessarily think about that. We always encourage, you know, everybody to go in with an open mind and, you know, kind of be able to visualize, you know, just the space and then what you can do with it.
Yeah, I have a project right now we're working on. It's a renovation loan, and we actually are putting, our buyers are putting about $100,000 into this home. And it's the whole thing, it's 3.5% down.
Oh.
And they're going to have come away with a brand new kitchen, master bedroom, new master bath, decking, French doors. It's just going to be a beautiful, almost like a park-like setting for that. So,
a better alternative to new construction, I'm sure, price-wise.
Absolutely, absolutely. When we come back, we're going to join Max Prinsen from Shadow Lake Nature Preserve. Stay tuned. Open house at Team Reba.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.